You know, I mean, I'm wondering about his staff, because they obviously were very disgruntled with Bill Barr's assessment, and, you know, sort of nudged, perhaps nudged their leader to, you know, get out there and speak up on their behalf. Do you think that that is part of what's at work here? Because we're hearing reports about how they're writing books now, and many of them are trying to, you know, land some big jobs with law firms on the, you know, with this at the top of their resume, that they worked with the special counsel.
I don't know what motivates Mr. Mueller to come in. Maybe it's a subpoena, maybe he wants to come in, but I know this. He told the country that he would confine his comments to the document. The document speaks for itself. I hope that's what he does, because if he does any more than that, it's going to become a political circus. And the president asked a really good question. When does this end? Mr. President, this ends with your reelection. Once you win in 2020, this ends. But between now and then, they're going to do everything they can to undermine your presidency. They're going to retry the Mueller case. When Mueller issued his report, that was it for me. I don't trust Jerry Nadler to find the truth. I did trust Mueller. Mueller has spoken. But it's really not about finding the truth. It's about destroying Donald Trump's presidency. This is going to blow up in their face.
The president had a long conversation with Maria Bartiromo this morning, and he made a comment that raised some eyebrows just in terms of understanding what exactly he was talking about. And I want to play it for you, and maybe you can explain it.
Robert Mueller, they worked for him, and the two lovers were together, and they had texts back and forth.
Well, how come we haven't seen it all? I mean, you did, because you gave William Barr the authority to
Mueller terminated them illegally. He terminated the emails. He terminated all of the stuff between Strzok and Page.
That was something that I had never heard before, that Robert Mueller terminated these emails, destroyed them in some way. What happened? What's your understanding of that?
Well, it's my basic understanding that Peter Strzok turned his cell phone over to his employer, and it somehow the information got erased. I don't know how that happened. That will be a good question. But the president's frustrated about Strzok and Page and McCabe and Comey. And here's what I tell the president. Mr. Horowitz is going to give a report soon about whether or not the FISA court was defrauded. Mm-hmm. And I promise the president we're going to get to the bottom of what happened. I'm not going to get in the way of Mr. Durham. Mr. Durham is a U.S. attorney looking at the criminality. Did somebody violate the law when it came to the counterintelligence investigation of the FISA warrant? But my job is to lay out the truth the best I can. Mueller has spoken about Trump. Now it's time to find out about those who investigated Trump.
Senator Lindsey Graham, thank you very much, sir. Good to see you.